In case you didn't recognize that, that was the sound of slurping in a restaurant, the slurping of ramen, the Japanese noodle soup you're supposed to slurp. It's a restaurant rage. But as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, a trendy ramen shop in Cambridge is as much about philosophy as it is about slurping food.
You've probably never been praised like this for finishing your food, but that's what happens all the time at Yumeo Katare in Porter Square. Owner and ramen master Tsuyoshi Nishioka welcomes customers from behind the long counter that separates his open kitchen and the shop's 18-seat dining room. Sometimes people wait more than an hour outside on the sidewalk to participate in this novel but highly regimented ramen experience. Chef Nishioka wants people to wait because he says it builds anticipation, like at an amusement park.
No line? No amazing.
Regular?
Here's the protocol. First you order. There are only two choices, ramen that's topped with pork or topped with extra pork. It's all swimming in fatty pork broth. Next, diners are told which seat to take among the three rows of tables that face the kitchen. It feels a little like a classroom. On a wall flanking the ramen chef are these words, "What's your purpose in life?"
Thank you for coming to Yumeo Katare, which means talk about your dreams in Japanese.
Server Makoto Yamamoto explains the shop's philosophy.
We want the customers to accomplish all their dreams in life, you know, whatever dreams you have. And how we can help you with is that ramen he's preparing right now. So if you can finish this hot bowl of ramen, you can do anything in your life. That's the concept. Okay, good luck with the ramen, and thank you very much.
Eating ramen here is seen as a path to personal fulfillment. Customers sometimes write down their dreams and hang them on the restaurant's walls. One reads skydiving, another 1 month without sugar. Most are written in Japanese.
Each person understands another meaning, so it's good for our restaurant.
34-year-old Nishioka opened Yumeo Katare in 2012. Since then, he's been encouraging people to reclaim abandoned dreams and nurture new ones. Like a ramen guru, he believes dreams require fortitude and deep concentration. So does eating a heaping pile of his homemade noodles.
When ramen is coming, grab chopsticks. Don't stop until finish eating the bowl.
If you finish everything he loaded into your steaming bowl, which is no small task, the room erupts into cheers.
Everybody, we have a perfect!
If you eat your noodles but can't drink every drop of the rich broth, you get this.
Everyone, you did a good job!
The goal, Chef Nishioka says, is to push people beyond what they think they're capable of. Makoto Yamamoto started working at Yumeo Katare a month ago and says the shop reminds him of home.
Of course, it's run by a Japanese guy, but like being in the U.S., it's kind of fun to find a place that's like Japan. Also, the atmosphere this restaurant creates for employee and also customers is really unique, I feel like, where we can just dissolve the wall between employer and employees and customers.
Nishioka used to own 5 ramen shops in Japan, but he sold them to his managers and began looking for the right space in this country.
In New York, didn't stand up my hair, and in Hawaii, didn't stand up my hair. So just here, my hair stand up. Shitaga, itsumo, my heart. Always I decide with my feeling.
While many customers come here to put themselves through the equivalent of a ramen marathon, others are attracted to the concept, including 20-year-old Satomi Yoshida, who's from Osaka.
Eating ramen here, always I feel like something positive power, and if I don't have that power, I can't finish that such large amount of ramen.
Everyone, she got a good job!
Over the past few months, owner Nishioka and his friend Ryo Takahashi have started to host workshops for young people to help them find their way.
There's a lot of Japanese population here, especially students.
who haven't really figured out their life yet. So I'm trying to help, you know, kind of talk about what's your plan and, you know, what's your dream and what do you want to do in the future and stuff like that.
Ramen chef Tsuyoshi Nishioka hopes more people will drop by the weekly Monday night meetings. The restaurant is closed that night. When asked about his own future, he muses that maybe, just maybe, he'll stop serving ramen as long as he can continue to encourage other people to dream on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. あなたのやりたいことは一体何？
That song about Yume Wokatari was written and recorded by one of the chef's customers back in Japan.
Yume Wokatari was written and recorded by one of the chef's customers back in Japan.